the forehead, and his temperature increased, and his whole body system changed. Oh, Allah grant all our marhumin jannat. And when he test your eyes, they put that all other, and they put all the lenses, how it looks also, frightening. He told me to go outside by the door and look. I was shocked, the world looks so beautiful, you can see everything is defined, because when you have, your eyes are weak and your glass are off, blurred everything. People are sitting, but you can't make out it. More mal. So he said, this is the right jamaat. Where it teaches you, you must get more. Today, many people like those mashayikh who tell you must go university. Send your children. Don't keep them backwards. There is destruction. If we can understand it, we think there is success. There is total destruction. Our success is in business. And after business, it is in farming. They got no qadar of what your parents are. Hey, Maulana Ismail Abdul Razak, Rahmatullah Alayh, some of us might still remember him. He was a great alim, but he was like a modernist type and a little free going, easy going he was. Anyway, in Lodium, where he was based for many years, for the old Pretoria Lodium, through till university to read from the wrong side. And the right side that you read, Quran Sharif, Dini Kitabs, you read from the right, this you read from the left side. And every sentence and every page also, you reading from the left all the time. If you read Quran, you read from the right. Everything is from the right. So if you are reading whole day your book, not allowed. It wasn't a politician's decision. It's a businessman's decision. How many things? The business people, what they want, all the products which they want to sell. They just get around the politicians over a match of golf or something, or over a holiday, and they change his mind, and they just fill his pockets, and he makes the laws. But his deen became alive, and Allah gave them so much of a position. And on the other hand, where the Arabs went in the world, the ulama did not follow them. So they got lost in dunya, and they lost their deen, and they are lost people. This difference. I gave thought to it, and when he came here, I told him, Sheikh, what you told me, I agree partly, but what amendment? That's after analyzing us like this, and if we realize our folly and our faults, and we ask for Allah for forgiveness, you want your treatment, Allah says, my treatment is freely available. I'll treat you also, and I will give you barakat also. The treatment, you just ask for forgiveness. Remember that haram insurance companies, open, forgive me, O Allah. Immediately you become a wali of Allah. Even if you're a person who hasn't got a beard, and by making tawbah, the beard is not going to grow immediately. But the guna of not keeping a beard is Allah removes it. By tawbah istighfar. So he is wahuwal azizul ghafur. And Allah is aziz, the most powerful. He overpowers to Allah. Not only put a leg on Allah. How much of wrong? You just ask for maaf, Allah makes you maaf. So the prescription is so clear, make tawbah. And Allah, who has got so much qudrat, but is prepared to forgive. And when you make tawbah, just like that person who killed 99 people, then he was advised, you go to the town which is called Nasara, where there are pie farms and a mine, gold mine also. They will never. But Allah, when he makes maaf, he converts all your sins into good deeds. And he showers his mercy upon you. And then see the barakat that will come in your life. So the solution is very clear. What a beautiful ayah. And then what to say of the whole surah, that we just make connection with Allah, starting from, and after you die, you will still see what and what Allah. So we need that barakat. The starting point is tawbah and istighfar. The middle point is make connection with some Allah, Allah wala. And the end, you will see the results of Allah's barakat. Our life, short lives, Allah will put barakat in. Our wealth, our time, may Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Everything of dunya is going to be left behind. What is going to matter is our qabr and our akhirat. Grant this reality to us. Let us not be fooled and deceived by the glitter and glamour, by the temporary deception of this dunya. Let us prepare for our eternal life of akhirah. Oh Allah, you be kind to us. Forgive us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let us...
So we said, Ya Rasulullah, da'auta bi du'ain kathirin, lam nahfaz minhu shay'a. You have made many, many du'as, and beautiful, wonderful du'as, and of absolute necessity, but we could not remember all those du'as which you had made. Faqal, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah, such a comprehensive du'a, that we should never leave it out, at least once every day we should make this du'a. that rise, Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, I ask you of the good which your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked you of. In the other dua of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma inni as'aluka mujibati rahmatik. Oh Allah, I beg of you and I seek from you all those things which make your mercy compulsory. There is a very important to do this, you will be forgiven. So that is also a great thing that we should try and bring in our lives, those amal and those actions by which gunas are forgiven. Because on the other hand, gunas are the things which bring our problems. Our problems are not caused by our wives or children or the husbands or the neighbors or by some country. And an increase in all goodness, that is also only from Allah, that a person wants to do good, but on his own he doesn't have that capacity. But when Allah gives him the tawfiq, he will do a lot of good. Wal fawza bil jannah, and eventually that a person becomes success by acquiring jannat, wan najata min an-nar. And these people, Allah says, who came afterwards, the forefathers, the predecessors have left, they have passed away. And the people who came later and were these good qualities, their nature was such, they used to say, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا, O Allah, forgive us. وَلِيْخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ, and forgive all those brothers of ours who وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. And this will, and the person who makes du'as, we will read in the hadith to come, or behind a person's back, those du'as for him are very greatly accepted. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and Allah Ta'ala says, إِخْبَارًا عَنْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, informing us about the very close to Allah Ta'ala. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت وعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جبريل عليه السلام في ساعة أن يأتيه. The last two hadith, like also Jibreel alayhi salam also in that group. That how is it? It's not possible that Allah and His deputies will break their promise. فَإِذَا جَرَوْا كَلْبٍ تَحْتَ سَرِيرَهِ, then suddenly he saw a dog puppy under his bed. فَقَالْ, then إِنَّا لَا نَدْخُلُ بَيْتًا فِيهِ كَلْبٌ وَلَا سُورَةٌ, we do not enter a house in which there is a dog or in which there is a photo. A little explanation on that. The hadith informs us that malaika of mercy, that we have understand, farishtas of mercy, do not enter a house which has a dog on our shoulders. They also carry on with their duties. It is just like a fireman who goes into the fire in order to put off the fire. It does not harm them. But the malaika of rahmat that make dua for us, they don't come. And the angel of death are not meant here. But even though keeping these dogs is permissible, precaution demands that they should be kept on the outside of the house and not inside. If we need dogs of security, etc., a farmer for his herds, he needs, mustn't keep the allowed dogs in the house. Keep them outside. With regard to images, those images that are very small, being a dog, a puppy or something like that, or a doll or a teddy bear, or the children bring it, or photos we keep, photo albums we keep, etc., then this we are depriving ourselves of the company of the malaika. Angels also do not enter a house in which there are animate objects because of the hatred for those who obey the command of a photo, that you tear it up, you break it, if it is a statue or something. A photo, you break it. وَلَا قَبْرًا مُشْرَفًا إِلَّا سَوَّيْتَهُ, and a qabr that is made very high, like some people, their peers up qabrs, they make them very high, etc. Then you must make it, you must level it down. That's our phones, we should delete them. And we shouldn't take these photos and keep any of these photos. It is only harmful for us in this dunya, and severe punishment has been explained for the akhirah.
Thirdly, 100 times La ilaha illallah. And with this in mind, Khalifa of our Sheikh, Acha Manana.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل. And everyone will see what you have done. What will be our condition? And our thinking. Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Maulana Azizur Rahman, Mufti Azizur Rahman, sahib of Deoband, once performing Taraweeh. And there is another very important lesson also. We want smart leaders. Leaders, the whole year we heard to our imams.